This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, good morning. Another beautiful, beautiful Thursday here in Philadelphia. I am Stacey Cross. There is no E in my name. And you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show where me, the comfort killer, the leader of high achievers, leader of high believers, leader of money seekers. Hey, whatever you do, man, that's on you. But what I want to say is that it's always a beautiful day wherever you are. Listen, I feel great. Why do I feel great? Because I went running. This is 4 days in a row now that I've been doing this. My business partner shot me a nugget in email. He said, listen, Stacey, you got to get running. You gotta move your blood. And I knew it. I mean, I did my jog on the treadmill. But I always wanted to go outside and see the difference, right? Because the treadmill, it's so mechanical, you know? It's so technically mechanical. So I said, okay, let me take my ass to the track, which is not too far from me. Siobhan and I went, and it's been amazing. This is our fourth day going strong. We pop in there about 20 minutes. We do some sprints. We do some intervals, and it's been amazing. And we're seeing people there, and we're kind of getting into that lifestyle. So I feel great because my blood feels great, because my heart feels great, because my lungs feel great, and my thighs feel great, and my muscles feel great. This is not a hip-hop show. So I just wanted to say I appreciate everyone that has joined in on the Comfort Killers and what we're doing so far. I actually just got a call. Let me see what's going on. Hey, I am currently on a podcast show, sir. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. You are live on the podcast show now.
Oh, my God.
This is the killer follow-up right here, Mr. Robert Sislo. How you doing today, Rob?
Doing great. You know, following up Stacey with videos and texts and phone calls. How many times have I sent you a text a day?
At least 4 to 5 days on a minimum. And that's on a bad day. That's on a bad day. No, I got your email. I just shouted out, and I'm going to take care of that on our end. I know what you're asking. How about that?
Perfect.
Yeah?
Perfect.
All right, man.
And then I'll do my bit. You do your bit. Then we rock and roll.
You got it. Then we're surfing, man. Thank you for calling again. Take it easy, man.
All right.
So, yeah, that's the killer follow-up from Rob. I didn't really want to get into it too deep. I didn't want to kind of break the bread over the podcast. But that's what I do. Today we're doing a live show. I have no script. Ladies and gentlemen, no script today with me. The first thing I want to do is tell you about a Ralph Waldo Emerson essay, because I just purchased the book on Amazon. And if you logged on to CKTV anytime this past week or logged into the Comfort Killers to check out the blogs and articles, if you logged anywhere around this domain, you will see what I've done. I purchased some books, I should receive the last one tomorrow from Amazon. Good old Amazon. You know, good old freaking Monopoly Amazon. So right now I'm reading Ralph Waldo Emerson, Conduct of Life, and I'm highlighting the shit out of it, and I realized that this book will not just be any old book. I can't read this book from beginning to end. I read what the pieces that I need in my life, that references, that touches the basis of whatever I need to learn, need to know, need to reference, need to define, need to sum up, need to summarize, need to... Hey, Stacey, slow down. My brain is going a million miles an hour because it's healthy. I got clarity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the Ralph Waldo Emerson writing, because I want to just read off a bit of that to you. The mastermind group right now is going on. It's $549. Go on the website, click shop, and shop that, okay? And then stop thinking of all the reasons why you shouldn't get it, and stop thinking of all the doubts, and stop thinking of all the negativity. One being, oh my God, where am I gonna get this? Two, listen, I could tell you how to pull the money from shit. I've been doing it, guys. I've been doing it. I built this company in the worst financial state of my life. I had to build myself up, build my mindset up, build my situation up. But I didn't wait till the situation was built. I did it together. I started two companies, changed my mindset, got three streams of income automatically. And I'm looking for one. Last night, here's a secret. I got off the phone with a banker. It was at 8:30. I was like, where's my money? Could you give me money? Could you give me money? He's like, are you new to this? Yeah, hell yeah, I'm new to this. I don't know how to talk. But give me some money. So that's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm diving in head first. I'm figuring it out as I go along. But here's the thing. The best teacher is experience, okay? I could duplicate everything everyone's got, and I'm a big duplicator. If it works, give me the script. If it works, give me the guidelines. Give me the step-by-step. But at some point, you got to kind of mend it with your life, and your life is not similar to someone else's life. So in that regards, I'm telling you, stop thinking negative. You could do it anytime. You got some fella, right? You might have someone that's 360 pounds. They're sitting in the living room couch watching Oprah, figuring out things in their life, saying, hey, listen, I need to get up off this couch, but I'll do it on Monday. Are they ready? Are they committed? That's not commitment. You know what I mean? I give anything. For that person to say, you know what, fuck that. Right now, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get out, and I'm going to get it done. And I don't care if I walk from here to there. I'm going to do something different than what I did yesterday. So the mastermind group is out now. It's $549. One week, I think about 2 hours on the phone with a group of people, like-minded individuals, high achievers, okay? Big on personal development. Big on fucking self-improvement. They're ready to grow. I'm ready to grow with them. I'm ready to teach them what I know. I'm ready to learn some of what they know. You know, it's just a mastermind. You know who started mastermind? I think one person really developed the mastermind theory. And that's my best friend, Ben Franklin. I think he really came out. So I'm an avid Ben Franklin watcher. Like, I watch this guy. I've seen what he's done, okay? I got the consciousness of all the masters of the world. And you could, too, and we want to teach you how to do that. That's why we have masterminds, okay? So log on, plop that in. That's the first thing. Second thing, Snapchat me, Stacey A. Cross. Third thing, Twitter me, Stacey A. Cross. Fourth thing, LinkedIn me, Stacey A. Cross. And whatever other channels you want. You like Facebook, okay? You like Facebook. If you like Facebook, you could hit me there too as well. That's The Comfort Killer. Just type in The Comfort Killers and you can see what we're doing. So let's get into this Ralph Waldo Emerson. Always wanted to have the book in my hand. Of course, I did listen to a lot of his essays, a lot of his stuff on YouTube. But when you have the big, brolic, broad, smell, dusty book in your hand, it's a different scenario. You open the book and the fucking spirit of Ralph Waldo Emerson emerges like a genie out of a bottle, giving you the knowledge, because knowledge is cheap. And this book, I believe, was like $6. Okay? Knowledge is hella cheap. So let me just read to you, because there was a, and I said it on Snapchat yesterday. I'm going to just read this paragraph. And this one is Conduct of Life. That's the essay that I am currently in. And it's under the wealth category, wealth. It says here, and this is taken, and the reason why I'm pointing this out, and I'm sorry that I keep not going into it, but the reason why I pointed this out, and I think this is a great precursor, is because I said in one of my quotes, Stacey Cross quotes, is everyone is a consumer. The only difference is that some consumers are creators. Some consumers have their businesses, okay? So I know that. I get that. I go out. I get stuff. I need water. I just bought cat food and water this morning after my run. Okay, I'm a consumer. I had to go get it. You know, there is a need. So everyone is a consumer. We cannot not just do stuff. We cannot not just buy. Okay, but what are you creating? Okay, and when I read this paragraph, I was like, holy smokes, I'm on the right path. And it says, every man is a consumer and ought to be a producer. Isn't that what I just said, Ralph? See, I'm saying Ralph is within me, man. Every man is a consumer and ought to be a producer. He fails to make his place good in the world unless he not only pays his debt, but also adds something to the commonwealth. That's to business, okay? To creation, to marketplace, to merchants. Nor can he do justice to his genius without making some larger demands on the world than a bare subsistence. He is by constitution expensive and needs to be rich. Wealth has its source in applications of the mind to nature, from the rudest strokes of spade and axe up to the last secrets of art. Intimate ties subsist between thought and all production. This is when he starts getting on the thought to creation barrier. But you got to go read the rest, okay? I just wanted you to see how similar that our quotes was, because when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, this is the same thing I said. We're all consumers. You know, the difference is that some of us are creators. Now, but if you're a consumer, my only goal is, and what we're going to be teaching you in the mastermind session is, okay, not to just be a consumer, okay, not to just be a consumer, but to be a creator as well. To be a creator as well. All right, so the main purpose of this episode today is not just the Ralph Waldo Emerson snippet, and not just the scream in your ear, and not just the Robert call. It's not just that. This is my notes from Felix Dennis. Now, Felix Dennis, great guy. And I just wanted to give you his synopsis of the wealth measured by cash in hand, realizable assets. Look him up. Felix Dennis wrote a book called How to Get Rich. Okay. And then it starts asking questions to yourself, like, what is rich? And it asks me, I asked of myself, am I rich? Okay, I'm rich with time. Yeah, I want more time. No, I need more time. So I'm not rich with time yet. Okay, you start taking stock of where you are. So rich enough to begin to worry about taxes. Listen, are you worried about taxes right now? No, right? You don't even know what tax bracket you're in. So you're not rich enough to worry about taxes. So when you are, you'll know. When you begin to worry about taxes and different things, you're starting to get rich. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the other things that I found so amazing and so touching and so real and relatable in the book. And I'm about halfway through with the book. I read it probably one chapter a day. And now that I got four more books to my ammunition case, that's what I call my books, my ammo. You know, you ready for the new war? I am. Shit, I'm going to fucking read everything. Becoming rich does not guarantee happiness. We all know that. In fact, it is almost certain to impose the opposite condition, if not from the stresses and strains of protecting it. So you get rich, you want this big lot in life, and then you spend the most time trying to protect it from thieves. Then from the guilt that inevitably accompanies its arrival. Because then you're going to start saying, do I deserve it? Right now, where I think, you know, the tradition and conventional wisdom is teaching us that, you know what, if you work 40 hours... and whatever they say, your take-home pay, that's substantial. That's good. You're a good ethical person. I spun around the other day and I told my damn boss. Well, you know, he's not my boss. I am my boss. Let me stop. But I told a leader, a colleague of mine. So he said, Stace, what are you going to do? Because I had to break it to him. I said, listen, this is not it for me. You know, pretty soon I'm going to walk out the door. My time wall is down. and it's time for me. You know, I can't live in this capped earning potential environment. I have to go out there and create my own lot. Because even if I was born poor, if I stay poor, that's my concern, that's my problem, it's my regret, and I'm not going to live in a regretful life. So I said, you know what, I right now my goal is to make $83,333. And I stopped it there. And he was like, so he shook his head. He shook his head. He's like, oh, okay, you know, that's not. Then I said, a month. And he was like, oh my God, what, a month? What? Almost insane. Like I said, the devil is in the room right now and he wants your life. That's how crazy, or the face that was made up after I said, no, a month. And some people, many people in this world right now is making way over that a month. Okay? So why is it okay to think on this low energy scarcity level? Because the conventional traditional wisdom, bro. It's because your mom says, you know, work 40 hours. Oh, that job pays $20 an hour? Great. You've come up in the ranks. You went to college for 4 years, got your bachelor's in liberal arts. I'm proud. I am proud of my son. I am proud of my daughter. Go out there and get a job. And then here's the bullshit, though. Then you're like, mom, I'm moving to California. You live all the way in Jersey, right? Your family lives in Jersey. Then you say, hey, mom, I'm going to move to California and take this opportunity. Ooh, you better be careful. You don't leave too far away from us. Why? Why? Why not? Why not? You see what I'm saying? So the conventional traditional wisdom says to stay in your fucking place. To stay grounded, to never dream, to never aspire. Don't believe. Don't think. Don't you dare dream. That's what these things are saying. They're saying you already should feel guilty when you get more than you deserve. By saying that, you're automatically telling me what I deserve. But only I could tell me what I deserve. See what I'm saying? See, money is colorblind, race blind, sex blind, degree blind, and couldn't care less who brought you up or in what circumstance. You know, I asked a simple question to someone the other day. I said, listen, there's a lot of killings going on in Chicago, probably highest in the nation. I haven't checked it in a while. I don't plan on moving to Chicago. So I said to her, and then, because it reminded me of another conversation I had with a gentleman at the airport who was just sitting there saying, man, it's going to take generations to fix what's going on up there. I said, I completely agree, because you know what needs to change first? See, people think that they could just toss money in, gun laws in, fix up the houses, rehab the houses. It doesn't matter, okay? So I asked her, I said, if you, being a single woman with a child, a single mother with a child, you're in that mess. You're in the midst of that mess. You might get shot going to the store for milk. It's gang related. It's tough up there, right? I said, but you see this going on around you. What would you do? What would you do? And she said, Stace, I would move. And I said, wow, that's so smart. It's so simple, right? It's so simple. You would move. But here goes the definition. You would move, right? I would move too. I would be out of there. I wouldn't even be there to begin with. But you would move. You would get out of that bad situation. You would change your environment. Why aren't people moving? And they say to me, Stays, but it's low income. It's poverty line. It's the government. They're not putting so much attention to that neighborhood. It's the schools. No, you fools. No. It's the mindset. It's conventional wisdom. It's tradition, and it's a cycle that starts from within the home. It starts with the mom, the single mom, the dad, the single dad, the choices, the decisions. Because honestly, if I had the mindset that I didn't care about nothing, that I want to be a part of that, then guess where I'd be? I'd be there. We make our decisions and we need to get back to self-reliance and taking ownership of the entire situation ourselves and change it ourselves. Not one hashtag can change anything. I never seen a hashtag change the world. But I seen someone that say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to start focusing on personal development. I'm going to confront my finances, confront this situation that I'm in, confront the bullshit, confront this guilt that I'm feeling, confront the fact that I can earn as much as I want to earn because money is an illusion. Money is an illusion, okay? And when we start realizing that this world is so abundance, and we take scarcity out of our minds, then we could stop the bullshit. Never trust the vast mountain of conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom daunts initiative and offers far too many convenient reasons for inaction, especially for those with a great deal to lose. Your instinctive knowledge gives you an edge. You stand by far the best chance of becoming as rich as you please. You have an advantage. This is everyone, okay? If you can afford it, always get someone else to do your grunt work. What does Felix Dennis mean by that? I don't want to. I'm doing that now. I just looked up, hey, listen, I need a cleaning lady. I just looked that up right now. I need a cleaning lady. I can't be worried about cleaning this place. Why is that a bad thing? I'm helping the economy out, number one. Number two, I'm freeing up my time. See, when you realize that time is the most valuable element, commodity, which that even doesn't exist, but I'm going to play the game anyway. The beautiful thing is, knowing that fear of failure is holding you back is a step in the right direction, but it isn't enough. Go check out the Mastermind group. Ladies and gentlemen, today is just off the top knowledge. I spoke about Ralph Waldo Emerson. Get that book, okay? The Essential Writings of Ralph Waldo Emerson. I picked up a nugget too, and I actually had a video about this nugget. It's a step-by-step guide to starting your business. Once I learn that, I'll tell you about that. I don't know too much on that, just still on week one. But I am taking part in that. What else did I get? I got an emotional IQ 2.0, work on my emotion right there. And then I got the mega nugget, The Alchemist, which I read in one sitting. Awesome book. Awesome book. Listen, email me, stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. I have a lot to offer. And most of what I offer, I want nothing in return for. So that's why I have these videos, I have this podcast that you're listening to right now, and I also have articles, tons of it, and I actually share what the hell I've done since the beginning, since I started February 14, 2016, on a path to greatness. Wake up and focus, and remember, remain uncomfortable.